Today from the Ohio Newsroom, repurposing a former church.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. As church attendance declines across Ohio, religious spaces are taking on new identities. Ellie Owen with Ohio Newsroom member station WOSU in Columbus reports on one building's transformation.
The sun is still shining through the stained glass windows of the sanctuary at St. Ladislaus Church in Columbus, but the pews and the pulpit are all gone. With fewer practicing Catholics in Columbus's south side, the church held its last service in June of 2023. It's been empty ever since, but now it's about to serve a new purpose. The former church is set to become a drop-in center for homeless youth, providing everything from food to washing machines to childcare to case management. Starhouse, the organization that runs the center, is completely renovating the 26,000-square-foot property top to bottom to fit the needs of the organization.
And we've nearly doubled the number of young people we've served since 2021. So we not only need to expand into the south side to meet the unique needs of young people who live in that neighborhood, but also to offset any sort of capacity issues we might have at our current location.
That's Ann Bischoff, CEO of Starhouse. This drop-in center is among the latest Ohio holy site to be converted into a secular space. In Columbus, a Baptist church built in 1898 is now a music venue. In Cincinnati, St. Patrick's Church is now home to the bar Urban Artifact. And in Cleveland, the former Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Church has become a wedding and event space. These spiritual-turned-secular spaces are cropping up as Christianity in the U.S. declines. Ryan Burge is a political science professor at Eastern Illinois University and a former pastor in the American Baptist Church. He says younger generations are getting less religious, so as baby boomers pass away, churches across the country are seeing fewer patrons. Some are shutting down altogether, opening up valuable real estate.
Those churches have been around for 200 or 300 years in areas now that are some of the priciest real estate on earth. So there's a huge incentive to sell off those properties to developers because they're going to write huge checks in the millions of dollars for those buildings.
Burge says some individual dioceses of the Catholic Church in particular face financial strain. That's not only because of low church attendance, but also because they're paying off settlements to people affected by the church's sex abuse scandal.
These individual dioceses are sort of independent units in many ways. So, for instance, if, you know, the lawsuits for the sexual abuse crisis, those are being paid out by the local diocese. They're not getting paid out by the Vatican.
And converting Catholic churches comes with particular challenges, too. The buildings have to be deconsecrated before they're officially used for a non-religious purpose. The Columbus Diocese didn't speak with me on the record, but I did connect with Dan Cheeley, the director of evangelization at the Church of St. Mary of the Angels, a Catholic church in Chicago.
So what they would prefer is that another church would take it over. That's preferable to being used for a completely secular purpose. But even a secular purpose is allowable, but not an ugly or sordid purpose.
As for Starhouse, Cheeley says helping the needy is a good use for a former church. Starhouse's Vice President of Development, Ben Sears, is excited to watch the building's transformation.
I met several people that went to school here 40 some years ago or more. People that talked about meeting their partners and, you know, getting married in the space. It's been really cool to connect with the history of the church.
But now, Sears is helping to prepare the church for the future.
This main structure that used to house the organ, which kind of looks like a house already, we're going to build out in what we call our hub, and that's the main center point where anybody in the building can access resources like clothing, the laundry services, showers, bathrooms, anything they might need.
The former church will still serve the community, just in a different way. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ellie Owen in Columbus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.